Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Private Equity Playbook by Nathan S. Goodwin is a practical business and finance guide focused on the private equity and venture capital journey from start to finish. Positioned as an insider-style manual, it aims to make a complex, relationship-driven industry more navigable for readers who want a clearer picture of how capital is raised, deals are sourced and evaluated, companies are improved under ownership, and exits are executed. Rather than treating private equity as abstract finance, the book emphasizes repeatable tactics and decision frameworks that can be applied across the investment lifecycle. It speaks both to professionals seeking to break into or advance within private markets and to entrepreneurs who want to understand how investors think and what they look for in potential investments. The overall purpose is to translate core PE mechanics into actionable steps, helping readers connect strategy, execution, and timing in a field where process discipline and value creation drive outcomes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, fundraising fundamentals and investor alignment. A central theme of the book is that private equity success starts before the first deal, with credible fundraising and clear alignment between the manager and the investors providing capital. The text frames capital raising as a disciplined process, defining a strategy that can be explained simply, setting expectations around risk and return, and building the trust required to secure long-term commitments. Instead of presenting fundraising as purely networking, it highlights the operational need for consistency, including how a fund thesis connects to sourcing channels, target company profiles, and the value creation approach used after acquisition. This focus on alignment matters because misfit capital can force bad decisions later, such as rushed deployments or premature exits. By emphasizing a stepwise approach to raising an initial fund and building credibility, the book situates fundraising as a core skill, not a background task. For readers, the practical takeaway is to treat capital raising as the first diligence process, where the manager must demonstrate strategy, discipline, and a repeatable plan for turning ownership into measurable enterprise value improvements. Secondly, deal sourcing and building a repeatable pipeline. The book places strong emphasis on sourcing as an active, intentional activity rather than a passive reliance on intermediaries or occasional inbound opportunities. It presents deal flow as a pipeline that must be built and maintained, with a focus on finding proprietary or high-quality opportunities and creating momentum through consistent outreach and relationship management. Within the broader private equity lifecycle, sourcing is portrayed as the stage where competitive advantage often begins. Because better entries improve the odds of strong outcomes even before operational improvements or financial structuring. The discussion aligns sourcing with the fund strategy. If the investment thesis is clear, then targeting, screening, and prioritization become more efficient and less reactive. For professionals, this reinforces the idea that sourcing is not just a junior task, but a strategic capability that shapes the entire portfolio. For entrepreneurs, it clarifies why investors approach businesses the way they do, and what signals can move a company from initial interest to serious engagement. The overall takeaway is the importance of repeatability, tracking, and relationship-driven access in an industry where timing and positioning materially affect results. Thirdly, due diligence and decision-making under uncertainty. Goodwin highlights due diligence as the bridge between excitement about a deal and confidence in its underlying economics and risks. The book's approach is practical and execution-oriented, emphasizing structured analysis and thoughtful questioning to reduce uncertainty across core areas such as market dynamics, company performance, operational constraints, and management capability. Rather than implying that diligence produces certainty, it frames diligence as a process for making better decisions with incomplete information, supported by analytical tools and disciplined review. This theme matters because private equity outcomes often hinge on early assumptions about how a business can be improved and what could derail performance during a holding period. By stressing a methodical evaluation, the book encourages readers to separate signal from noise and to avoid common pitfalls like over-reliance on optimistic projections. For investors, the key benefit is a clearer sense of how to test an investment thesis before committing capital. For operators and founders, it offers insight into what professional buyers probe, why certain questions repeat across deals, and how preparedness and transparency can influence valuation, structure, and deal certainty. Fourthly, deal structuring and negotiating for durable outcomes. Another important topic is how deal terms and negotiation choices shape both downside protection and upside participation. The book presents deal structuring as a practical craft that links price, risk, and post-close flexibility, rather than a purely legal or financial formality. It focuses on the idea that strong outcomes come from aligning incentives, setting realistic expectations, and designing structures that support the value creation plan during ownership. Negotiation is treated as part of execution, where clarity about priorities can prevent later conflicts and protect the investment thesis when conditions change. In the private equity context, this includes making decisions that affect control, governance, and how performance milestones translate into returns. The theme is especially useful for readers who may understand valuation in theory, but underestimate how much structure can influence real-world results. Entrepreneurs and management teams can also benefit by seeing how professional investors think about terms, not only to protect capital but to ensure the company can pursue growth without constant friction. The practical takeaway is that structuring is strategic. It should anticipate operational realities, not just close the transaction. Lastly, value creation and exit planning across the ownership period. The book frames value creation as the core job of private equity ownership, not an afterthought reserved for the final year before exit. It emphasizes scaling portfolio companies through active management approaches that aim to improve performance, strengthen fundamentals, and increase strategic attractiveness to future buyers. Within this lifecycle view, exit planning is integrated early, because the most successful exits typically result from consistent improvements that are visible and defensible, not cosmetic changes made solely for a sale process. The text outlines exit routes such as sales to other firms, public market exits, and management-led outcomes, positioning the choice of exit as dependent on market conditions and company readiness. This reinforces the idea that timing matters and that the right exit is not always the fastest one. For investors, the takeaway is to manage toward value inflection points that buyers can underwrite. For founders and executives, it clarifies what professional owners tend to prioritize, how performance narratives are built, and why governance and operational discipline can expand exit options. Overall, the message is that sustained, measurable progress is the most reliable driver of premium outcomes. In conclusion, the private equity playbook is best suited for readers who want an end-to-end view of how private equity and venture capital work in practice, especially aspiring investors. Early career finance professionals, operators entering investor-backed environments, and entrepreneurs who may one day raise capital or sell a company. Its primary benefit is practical orientation. It treats the PE lifecycle as a sequence of decisions that can be executed with repeatable processes. From fundraising and deal sourcing through diligence, structuring, portfolio scaling, and exiting. That makes it useful as both a first map of the terrain and a checklist-style refresher for readers who already understand basic concepts but want to connect them into an operational playbook. Compared with more theoretical corporate finance texts or memoir-style deal stories, this book positions itself as a tactical guide focused on execution and momentum. It also stands out in its attempt to cover the entire arc, not only acquisition mechanics or valuation, but the ongoing work of value creation and the practical realities that determine exit success. Readers should come away with clearer expectations about what top dealmakers optimize for, how to think in frameworks, and how to translate private market ideas into concrete actions that improve outcomes. If you would like to support Nathan S. Goodwin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.